Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned into home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I can hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us, yes, you and you, let us exalt that wonderful name of Jesus together. I am so excited that you have joined me on today, and I come to tell you, we're in for another wonderful treat on today. This is the last day of the year 2013, and I am so excited that it is time for us to pass on over. And so my lesson on today, as I talk with you today and share with you, is talking about the Passover. As we get ready to leave this year and walking in and stepping into the new year, we get ready to launch off into some greater things of the Lord. So hold on, we're getting ready to go and be blessed on today. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, the blessings of the Lord is going to be with you as we share with you on today. So grab your Bible, come right on in and make yourself right at home as we get ready just to move forward into the things of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. We take this time to bind the devil. We bind the forces of darkness right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we call and declare and decree your sovereign will to be done. We ask, oh God, that you will move by your power divine, and we'll praise you and give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Again, I am so glad that you joined me on today. Our lesson is going to be talking about the Passover on today as we closing out on this glorious and wonderful year that the Lord has blessed. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, you may have been going through some things in the last year and challenging and faced with a lot of things that was coming up against you. But I come to tell you and speak prophetically that this is going to be the best year that you ever had. As you look unto the Lord, as you continue to press forward, God is going to bless his people, and God is going to overtake us and bless us in ways in which we have not even could imagine in our mind of how God is getting ready to bless the people of God. All he is wanting us to do is continue to walk up right before him to do the blessed work in the will of the Lord and watch him open doors unto you that no man can open, and watch God bless you with favor, that it will be pressed down, shaken together, running over, that men will be given into your bosom because of your faithfulness. God honor faithfulness. And as we pass over right now, even as we speak in passing over some of the things that you had to come through and had to go through, even in the last year, don't focus in on what you had to go through, but focus in on what you gained going through and how God was faithful unto you and some of the wonderful attributes of God, of what he's done in and through your life as you was going through, channeling through, walking through, crying through, pressing through, seeking God as you was going through, up and down, in and out, but you made it through. That's the bottom line. You made it through with a praise still yet in your heart, praise still yet in your bosom and on your mind, where that you're not somewhere that someone happened to feed you, but you can feed yourself because of the fact that God has just been good unto you, kept you in your right mind, kept your children, amen, kept your children's children, and just think of all of the wonderful blessings. Still have the activities of your limb, and we can just go on and on and on, have a roof over your head, and we can just go on about the blessings of the Lord. But we want to talk about on today, even as God brought the children of Israel out with a great deliverance, I come to tell you that God is bringing his people out of whatever bondage or whatever the things that have held them back. There is a door that's being opened unto them. When I was listening and meditating on the Lord today he kept telling me, I'm loosening my people. I'm causing my people to be loosed from things that have held them back. And so let's take a look at our lesson. I just feel that pressed down in my spirit to share with you that God is going to do it this time. Yes, you've been trying to do it. You've been trying to open doors. You've been trying to get things in order. But there are some things in our life that we cannot get in order, that it takes God to set it in order. And after you have done all that you can do, try to do, fasting and praying, seeking to do it the right way, sometimes you just have to stand back and just say, God, I put it in your hands. Lord, I'm trusting the Holy Ghost to take this thing where I can't even take it. And so sometimes we throw in the towel too soon because we have exercised all of our resources and have gone as far as we can go. But once we stand back and take our hands off and commit it into God's hand, God said, I'm able to keep that which you commit into my hand against the day. He said for us to commit our works into his hands and that he was going to establish our thoughts. That is sometimes the hardest thing for a child of God to do, is to release it and to let it go and allow God to take full control. Now look at Jacobed when she was faced with that great trial facing her, that she had to put her son Moses in the baskets in the bulrush and rush him down and push him down the river, not knowing where he was going to land or who was going to receive him, or even if out of the elements, if he was not going to even be consumed in things out of the elements or some of the different things that could have perhaps been even in the water. But she put him not on the water. She put him on her faith, and through her faith, she sent him down the river. Oh, I hope you grab that, child of God. Sometimes we have to put things in our faith and send it forth to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and things for him to do what he needs to do, but we have to do it through the bowels of faith. Amen. Faith is the substance of things that hope for, the evidence of things that are not seen. Amen? And so when we begin to operate out of the spirit, out of the realm of faith, amen, you're going to be able to pierce your darkness by your faith. Amen? And then look at God when God spoke to Abraham. And then he said, Abraham, what do you see? And so in essence, what God did, he put it back on Abraham to say, Abraham, no, I want you to tell me what you see. Amen. And then at that particular time, Abraham would be able to articulate and tell God what did he see. Now, I want to ask you the theological question on today. What are you seeing? What do you see? Amen, because sometimes we can sit in our circumstances and all we see is what we see in the natural realm. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, I'm taking my people out of the natural realm. They dwelled there too long. They're going to step over into the supernatural realm and see me operating out of the supernatural realm on their behalf. Now, in that supernatural realm, it's purely faith. Look at God, even with talking, Paul was talking to even Timothy, talking about his mother and talking about his grandmother and the type of faith that they had, that unfeigned faith, that faith that was not tampered, that faith that didn't have any foreign thing in it, that faith that did not even have their own logical mind entwined in it, the faith that he was talking about that they had that was not so encompassed about with their emotion nor their inclination. Their even ego was not tainted in their pure faith. I come to share with you on today, in order for you to go where God's taking you, it's going to take pure, you've got to move yourself out of the way and allow the God from glory to usher you and the dream and the vision for, because with the dream or with the vision, he's the one that already have the provision that's already laid out. Now, look at that. Look at that. Let's go with me. When we grew up as children, many of you can contest, and this will also affirm that, how that when we used to go to Sunday school, our parents, our mother would get up, and she would lay out our clothes the night before, all the way down from all of the garments was laid out, the socks, the shoes was laid out. Even she already had taken care of our hair, amen, so that when we got up in the morning, we was able to step right into those things that has already been laid out. Already had the bath last night. And so now when we got up, getting ready for that next day, all we had to do is just step there in to what God has already prepared. Our parents had already prepared, but I come to tell you on today, God is saying that there's some things that he's already laid out for you, just like back in the days when our parents and our mother would do that and get us ready for Sunday school. She had everything laid out. When it was time to go, bam, we stepped right into it. I come to tell you today, child of God, there's some things that God already laid out for you in your life and for your family's life. It's already laid out. All we have to do is obey God and get in line with God and his will for our life and just step there into the clothes that's laid out, to the provision that's already laid out for you. I'm talking to somebody today, prophetically on today, because normally I have a lesson, but today God said prophetically he want to speak to your heart. Things have already been laid out for you. What you have to do as a child of God is get the mind of God. Oh, grab a hold of the mind of God. And once you grab a hold of the mind of God, God will begin to line you up. New people will start coming in your life with your blessing and saying, you was just on my heart, and God showed me this and told me to give this to you. And when they lay it in your hand, you know that's the connection to the missing piece that you needed to get you over to the other side of what God has called you to do. I've come to tell you, don't faint in your mind, child of God. I want you to look up and live, because the God in which you serve, he told me to tell you, it's not over, it's just beginning. I heard someone told me, they said, Pastor Helen, they said, Dr. Orne, I want to tell you something. With every death, whatever thing that goes on in your life that's bringing death, I come to tell you there is a resurrection with greater power. I come to tell you, child of God, you may have gone through some things, lost some things, things been set back, things been taken away from you, but I come to declare in your life, get up. And trust God in the midst of it all, because with your death, there's coming resurrection. With your slammed doors in your face, there is a greater open heaven that has been already prepared for you, because the sky is the limit. All you got to do is trust the Lord our God and speak the word, because there's power in the word of God. And so as you speak that word, you're going to see God move and God flowing in and through your life. It ain't dried up. It's not even over, because God said out of your belly, yes, hit your belly, out of your belly is going to flow rivers of living waters. Just when you thought you couldn't think again, now God said, I'm getting ready to flow the ideas and the thoughts. I'm going to show you where to go to get it. I'm going to show you the phone call to pick up and say and make the connection, because now you are lining yourself up with God. And that's the key element, child of God. I come to tell you, when we are passing over, the key element is to line up with God, line up with his word, line up with his principle, line up with his mindset for the hour and the time. I know we did it that way years ago. I know we did it that way on last Sunday. But I come to tell you, when you're walking with God, you walking in the newness of life. Every day, he said, for us as the children of God to renew our mind daily. So if you have not renewed your mind, guess what? You already hours too late from your blessing. Just renew your mind. The Bible said every day, he said, his mercies are new every morning. And so I come to tell you, child of God, shake yourself from that battle. Shake yourself off, amen, and stretch out on God and watch God do the great and mighty work in and through your life. I speak life to you, that you shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. Just keep committing yourself and committing your ways to God. God, I don't want to do it my way. God, I don't want to do it the way I'm thinking, God, but I want to grab a hold of your mind, God, and see it the way you see it, God. What are you calling for us to do right now? What is the direction, God? I don't want to just go in my own mind, but I want to be in the mind and the will of God. Oh, getting into the vein of God, child of God. You can shake sickness off your body because you can tell sickness, amen, you're not a part of the vision, so you got to get up off my body. You can tell poverty, you are not a part of my future. And so I declare and decree you to go back to the pit of hell, oppression, depression. You have no spot, place even in our lives because we got a work to do for the Lord our God. I come to tell you it is passing over time for the children of God. It's to pass over into your blessing, into your Canaan land, to pass over into that land that is flowing with milk and honey, to pass over into the place where God has promised you and the things that you already seen. There are things right in your own house that's going to be a blessing unto you that you forgot all about it, that God has given it to you years ago. He's going to require you to go back and get it because now is the appointed time. Let's look at that for just a moment. As what God did when he used Paul, and Paul and Barnabas was going on their missionary journey, and he recognized that John Mark was not in the right position, that his mind was not mature enough to handle the work that they was getting ready to do, and so he sent John Mark back home and things and told him he wasn't ready to do the work at that particular time, and so we find there was a split up at that particular time, and then here come at the appointed time, Paul said, go get John Martin, because now he's profitable for the doctrine and for the gospel. And so I come to tell you, you get ready to have your John Martin moment. And when you thought that you was not ready, everybody didn't think that you was ready and was capable to do the work and the will of God, God's going to say, go get them. They are profitable for the doctrine right now, for the kingdom right now, and that door is going to swing wide open. But I come to tell you on the day, this is a time to get yourself prepared to do the work of the Lord. This is the time now to get yourself ready to do the blessed work of God, and God is going to bless you in a mighty and a special way, because you went through the process of purification. You went through the process of justification, which is by faith. You presented yourself to the priest. You've been faithful unto the Lord your God. You've been obeying the command. You've been paying your tithes, giving in the offering. But I see doors that are swinging open unto you that don't have hinges on it, that don't have gatekeepers sitting at the door. But God saying, no, this is for my daughter. No, this is for my son. I've seen their faithfulness. I've seen you in your weakest of hour. You kept my statue and you held fast to my word and you continue to walk upright before me. And because of your faithfulness, at the cost of your love for my name and my people. I'm getting ready to bless you beyond measure, that all would know that you have been blessed by the hand of the Lord our God. They're going to see my hand upon your life. Oh, yes, he is. I'm talking to you now. God is speaking to your heart. They're going to see me lavishing you with love. They're going to see me bless your family and raise your family up. They're going to see me open doors that no man can open because of your faithfulness. You're coming from the back of the line to the front of the line. The Bible said, the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. There's getting ready to be a shift, and everybody not going to like the shift. Everybody not going to be in agreement with the shift, because it's going to look like the one who got the blessing should not be the one that had the blessing. But the Bible said that God looks upon the heart of man, and when men will look at the outward appearance, and God will look upon the heart. God see your heart, God see your faithfulness, God see your love, and it's time now to pass over your heartache now, pass over your pain now, pass over your disappointment, pass over your rejection, pass over now, that thing that want to hold you back, those that said you wasn't qualified, pass on over. God said, from whom I call, I will qualify. Hallelujah. Keep sitting at his feet. Keep getting away with him. Keep going on your island with him, your Isle of Patmos, and watch God work it out. Watch him lavish you with his love. Watch him open doors that no man can open because of your love that you have for God. Oh, my gosh. And so God saying, when you cross over this time, you got to have a right mindset that now is not about you, but it's about the God in which you serve. With a different mindset, it's not about how you're going to do it, but God, however you want to do it. It's not going to be what I got, but God is what you got. You own it all. It all belongs to you. The cattle that is on a thousand hills, it belongs unto you. And now you're trusting God, and you're locking up with the covenant agreement of God, and saying, God, really this time, when I say have your way, I'm really saying, God, I surrender my ideas, I surrender my goals, I surrender my daytime planner, I surrender my friends, I surrender my all to you. That your sovereign will be done and your kingdom will come. Be Lord over my home, Lord over my thoughts, Lord over my heart, Lord over my mind. We're passing over tonight into the Canaan land. We're passing over tonight into the things of God that God had for his people. We're passing over tonight. I heard God say, loose here. We're loosing God's people. The Bible said, loose them and let them go. I declare today over the people of God that there is going to be a supernatural release, a supernatural loosening on today. Dreams will be loose. Oh, yes, it will. Ideas will be loose. Books will be loose, and the money to provide for the book will be loose. Money will be loose. Resources loose. In the name of Jesus, children loose. Husband and wife loose. Hallelujah. Mindset loose. Doubt will be bound up and cast down. But nothing but pure faith. Faith, faith, faith. Hallelujah. All you need is a little bit of faith. And God is going to bless you. Oh, yes, you is. Going to be blessed by the Lord. The Bible says that this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Once God step in, all you're going to say is marvelous. By God, it's marvelous. It's marvelous in my eyes what God is doing in our lives today, because this is the works of the Lord. Who can deny the works of the Lord? Who can stop God? Who can change the mind of God once he begin to let the face of his countenance shine on you? Who can stop God from blessing you? Who can hold up God? Who can make God stop blessing you? I come to say and beg the different. There is not a man, there's not a creature, there's not a thing here on the face of the earth that can stop God from loving you. I don't care who walked out on you, turned their back on you. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think of. He got all power in his hand. He is the great I am. He put the moon in his socket. Spoke to the stars and go take your place. He divided the firmament from the water. Oh, God is able to bless you. And so I come to say in my conclusion on the day, step on over, pass over into the blessings of the Lord and reside in his blessing. And always remember this as I get ready to close, that you are blessed to be a blessing. Don't hold on to the blessing, but release the blessing so that somebody else might be blessed. And then God will recognize that you are a channel of my blessing, that I can flow through you, because you become a channel of the blessings of the Lord. The Bible said that he makes us rich and added no sorrow. There is a no sorrow blessing that's coming to your house. A no sorrow blessing for your children and your children's children. You can go to God's claim window and claim your blessing. You can go now and go up into heaven in your prayer realm and say, God, I'm ready to claim it. All that you have for me, I come to claim everything you ordain for my life and my family life. I come to get it on this day and watch God bless and watch God work it out on your behalf. Come on and shout hallelujah to the Lamb of God who was slain before the foundation of the world. Give him a praise. Give him a crazy praise. Give him a radical praise. Give him a praise that's due unto his name. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world. We worship you, Lord, and give you glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus and by the power that's rest, rule, and abide in your people on this day. And for your glory, we say yay and amen. Come on and shout hallelujah. your glory passing over. We are passing over. We are passing over. Katorabokosha. We are passing over. We are passing over. We are passing over to the Lamb of God. Passing over into the blessings that God has ordained for us as the people of God. I pray that when you step out of this year and step into the new year, that the blessings of the Lord will make you rich and add no sorrows. And so until we meet again, I pray that you will be running forth, running into the will of the Lord, running and allowing God do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that he asked or think in your life. He wants to do it. He's able and capable. All he wants is a yes from you. May the blessings of the Lord continue to make you rich and add no sorrow unto you. Father, we thank you for this time. We ask that you bless your people, strengthen them as they step over and pass over in, Lord, into everything that you have. Pure faith, emotion, experience, inclination, other people's opinion, other people's mindset, out of the picture, that they can go forward and do your blessed will. But people want to hold back, Lord, your will be done, and your kingdom come in the lives of your people. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen. And so, child of God, till we meet again, I pray that the blessings of the Lord continue to make you rich and add no sorrow. As you praise God throughout this night and give him the praise, glory, and honor throughout the rest of the days of our lives, watch God miraculously do wonders and miracles in and through our lives. And so until we meet again, may the blessings of the Lord make you rich in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And so, children of God, as I close out on today, as I always would say, if you don't have it, God got it. And you are just one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. And so, according to Matthew 7:7, my prayer is that God will bless you with a no-sorrow blessing coming to your house on today. And so, until we meet again, God bless you. Bye-bye.